Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? 49ers insider for The Athletic. Vic knows all things NFL. He's also good as the Vic's picks as well. So he knows about the spreads. I think it's an 8.5. Hey, Vic, is it 8.5 tonight in favor of the Rams?
Yeah, I'm going up. I'm sure it'll be higher by kickoff. Yeah, people definitely see some blood in the water, I think.
Is it feeling like it's going to be a blow? Like, would you be shocked? Let's just start there. If the 49ers can keep this thing close in the fourth quarter, would that be a win tonight?
Yeah, I think we're kind of behind, beyond the moral victory stage. But yeah, I think you look at the roster, how many guys are out, and obviously offensively the receivers are putting out there. If it is close, that would be an accomplishment. I think definitely it'd be a good sign going forward.
So I'm looking at a quote from the New York Times, The Athletic, if you will, that is yours. Purdy isn't healthy enough to be the team's emergency backup in L.A., which underscores that his sprained big toe was worse than it seemed coming out of Sunday's loss. And the 49ers are leery of it becoming a recurring issue this season. So let's start at the top. Is the toe today worse than it was, let's say, a couple weeks ago?
Well, we asked Brock that. We talked to him the other day. He said it was better than it was after the first game, after he left the first game when he was hurt. He said it's better now than it was then, which I believe him. So I just think it's a matter of, obviously, after the game Sunday, both he and Kyle said the toe wasn't a problem. It was okay. He was a little rusty, whatever, and made some bad throws. But probably that night, I guess, he felt pretty bad. So I think it's clear that there's no way he's going to play in a short week. So you kind of give him the extra time. And hopefully by a week from Sunday, he's feeling better. But we'll see. I mean, it could be a thing where you give him another week off to play safe.
You're there every day. Leading up to the Sunday game, did you see him looking like his old normal?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, that's hard to say because obviously we watch practice for like 15 minutes of the window. We get to watch him and then we go back inside. We can't watch all the cool plays and gadgets, but he seemed like he was definitely making progress. I think what fans are forgetting is the reaction now is, why did you play him? You shouldn't have played. But in that situation at practice last week, he was actually healthier than Mac Jones. Mac Jones had the knee issue where he was, last time he played him, he was taking the knee brace on and off, couldn't get it right. He was feeling kind of bad. So he actually practiced less than Brock did that week. So I think in terms of who was healthier, against the Jaguars, Brock Purdy was the healthier option. You're not gonna play Adrian Martinez.
Why not? But why not? Like, I want to stop you there, and I'm not trying to pick on you, but like, Lamar Jackson's status is not dependent on how healthy Cooper Rush is. If they have to go to the third stringer, like that, they're going to do that because they know if Lamar's done, they're done. So why are we making such a big deal about Adrian Martinez not starting? Like, I find that kind of absurd. That shouldn't dictate my investment in my franchise quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't word it the best way. I mean, let me say this. In the NFL, everyone's hurt. Like, at this point, every player has got some kind of degree of injury or some kind of, yeah, he's banged up a little bit. So it's all percentages. Like, how healthy are you? You know, how much pain tolerance is there? What can you do? And so, sure, they felt like Brock at, whatever he was, say, well, let's put a number, say 80%. So Brock at 80% gives you a chance to win. This is a, you know, veteran team trying to make the playoffs. They have all these older guys making one last run. There's a window, probably a two-year window here. So I think you look at it like we have a chance to win this game. Brock's feeling better. You know, he's a tough guy. We'll go with Brock. I don't think you really, at that point, say, well, he's, you know, he's 80%. Mac Jones is like 65%. Let's go with Adrian Martinez, really a guy who just learning to play a book has not really been established as a guy who can give you a chance to win. So I think in that case, you trust your quarterback. You know what? Brock's feeling better. He can do enough to win this game.
That being said, they took a risk, calculated as it was. Was it worth it? Now that Brock, it seems like they're leery that this is going to linger.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's football. You take chances. I think, obviously, they were hoping. I mean, I guess it was a play. Where you scrambled a little bit and you got a little hurt or got tackled funny. But clearly, there's things that happen you can't control. So I think, ideally, in their minds, he gets through this game. One of those passes that he was a little off is on target. Or Kendrick Bourne makes that one catch across the middle. They win that game, and you kind of go from there. So I just think they're looking at the big picture and also, they're not going to put Brock at risk. They've clearly thought he was fine enough to play, and he was definitely healthier than Mac Jones at that point.
Talking to Vic Tafer here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of River Islands, and he's the 49ers insider for The Athletic. And Vic, speaking of the quarterback, we got Mac Jones tonight. He would have been a full participant on Monday in the hypothetical injury report. How are we feeling, or how are the 49ers feeling about his mobility? And you mentioned that knee brace today. Is he feeling a lot better? Is there been a lot more improvement there? Just trying to gauge how Mac Jones is going to be able to handle the pressure that the Rams, I'm sure, are going to be bringing tonight.
Yeah, it's a good question. We'll see. I think he's been working with the trainers the last few weeks on different knee braces. I think he's going to wear one tonight. He said he just feels fine. I think he clearly has won the players' confidence with his two wins. I think they feel like, you know, he can get a job done. So it's just a matter of, like you mentioned, we talked about the injuries. So the receivers he's playing with are probably not the kind of guys you need to go on the road and get a win, but you never know. That's the NFL. So clearly they have confidence. Clearly they have a bunch of guys who are still, you know, veteran leadership, you know, winning at all costs kind of guys. So you know, we'll see what happens.
Who do you anticipate being their top dog receivers tonight with Pearsall and Jennings out?
I think it's his guy. His connection with Kendrick Bourne from the Patriots days are pretty tight. I think they had some chemistry when they played earlier in the year. So I think Bourne had a rough game last week. He wants to bounce back. So I think Bourne will be the guy. I think DeMarcus Robinson had a nice catch in his first game back. He's knocked some rust off. So he was a guy that was really sharp in training camp, and both quarterbacks really liked throwing him the ball and going against his old team. So those two guys, in my mind, will be the top guys as far as if you're a fancy guy and you're, like you're in a desperate mode, you can pick up one of those guys and hope for the best.
Yeah, I'm very much in desperation mode. I got beat. We'll get to the Niners in a second, but my fantasy football team, Vic, much more important. I got Bijan Robinson and his backup,
Tyler Allgeier. Nobody cares.
Hold on. I was a backup. So if I am, if I am going to do fantasy football tonight, maybe is it desperate like time to go to like Kyle Juszczyk? Do I do that? Like, can he get me a touchdown tonight? Will they be utilizing two running backs tonight on the field? Because I feel like all the conversation, Vic, this offseason was about the touches about Christian McCaffrey. Has that just gone out the window and we don't even talk about it anymore because of all the other injuries that have happened with this team? The fact that he is leading the team in all these touches and he's on pace for, 300 plus? I'm not a mathematician, but I'm sure a lot of them. Like, has that been kind of crazy and not talked about enough?
Well, it's funny because in training camp, you know, everyone was worried about McCaffrey coming back. And one of the biggest questions or most often asked questions of Kyle was, hey, is there going to be a snap count? Are you going to, like, limit what he does? Are you going to, like, work Robinson in? Are you going to, you know? And the answer always was no. I mean, Christian wants to play. We want him to play. He's healthy. He's our best guy. So you see right now the example And the proof's in the pudding. There's been 1,000 touches. You're going to break all kinds of records at this pace. And I think if the running game had been a little better as far as the line blocking better, I think he'd have some huge, huge numbers. But he still has great numbers because of the catches. But, yeah, for them, at this point, his touches are the least of their concerns.
So will we see, like, any two running back, like, situations? I think that's where Niner fans are at right now because the running game has just been so bad. And the offensive line, again, PFF, they can have their grades. And it's a combination of everything. I'm just trying to figure out, Vic, why has the running game just been so awful? Is it just because they're missing their stud tight end and Hall of Fame blocker and George Kittle? We're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I think Kittle's definitely a big factor. I think you mentioned the PFF numbers before those out there, the Lions, guess it's good ratings, whatever. But in my eyeballs, what I see is they're definitely, whenever Christian gets the ball, there's nowhere to go. There's three guys in his lap right away. So I just think, from what I see, I think the tackles have been okay. But for me, it's the interior of the line's been a problem this far. I think they're, Connor Colby, I thought, came in and played well the first game, but I think he's got hurt. I think you clearly see he's not the same guy he was the first game. So he's kind of toughing out. But, and there are two guys. And Pooney, I think, to me, I heard about last year. It was my first year in the B, so I come in. I heard they had a great year last year. He's kind of me the guy, but I haven't been impressed that far. So I think he's also working through some things. He also was hurt in camp. So, again, even the guys who are not on the injured list are still hurt. This team is so banged up. Even the guys who are playing, it's definitely hurt them as far as their productivity.
Yeah, yeah. And I haven't been as impressed with Pooney as well. Let me ask you this one. Any chance they activate Nick Martin and try to get another athlete out on the field defensively, just to maybe use one of these linebackers as a rusher or just to get more speed and out on the field? I don't know. I'm thinking outside the box how they can generate pressure.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think at this point, I'd probably say no. I think they've been really like what D-Winners has done as far as getting them out there, and the base is tough, and they play a lot of nickel, and they've got a big. Big safeties out there, and so I just have big cornerbacks out there on passing down. So I think right now the plan is just to kind of go with what you have. I think they're looking at last week, maybe hopefully as an aberration, whereas the lack of pass rush was because Jags ran the ball so well, so they're always in second and short. And I think they got rid of the ball quickly, so they're hoping the guys like Bryce Huff and the rookies can step up this week and do more than they did the last week.
What did you make, Vic? You're around these guys and you're at all these press conferences. What did you make of the Robert Saleh Liam Cohen exchange? It obviously dominated the national storylines. You see on First Take, Get Up. I want to go back though. The reason why did he bring it up in the first place, the sign stealing and saying it was legal, and then them going after each other after the game? The whole thing was just very strange to me.
Yeah, I thought it was ridiculous myself. I thought it was a little, obviously, Liam took it the wrong way, and I guess that's fine, but I don't know what Robert was trying to do. I don't know why he brought it up. He wasn't asked about it, so I guess he clearly had something where he wanted to get across, and like he said it the wrong way, and in today's day and age with everyone, recording press conferences and looking for things to put out there and all the, cookie stuff, I think it kind of caught fire because I think it was a slow news day. So it's just a thing where that's the way it works with the media today. So I just think it was to me, kind of a ridiculous thing. It's kind of got blown out of the water. And clearly, Liam Cohen, if they lost the game, I guarantee you Liam Cohen's not going to say anything. So they won the game, and good for him. But I thought it was kind of a weird, the whole deal was just, I was happy it's over. And of course, it got brought up again on Monday and still had a little life left. But now I think we can put it behind us. And to me, who really cares? Everyone steals signs in the NFL. That's if you're not doing that, you're not doing your job. So I didn't really get the whole brouhaha.
Well, it's funny because he mentioned Sean McVay a part of that too. And I wonder if Sean McVay, I know they're much closer and probably tighter than that. Just Sean McVay going at him. He's like, you like that sign? The whole thing was just crazy to me too. All right. So I'll leave you here on this, Vic. The 49ers will win tonight if ...
If the defense gets three turnovers.
Okay. That's going to be tough, but you know what? Bryce Huff, come on down. Fred Warner, maybe rush the quarterback. I don't know. So these teams always seem to play close, Vic. And Matt Stafford, for whatever reason, he'll throw a couple of them out there. It's just the Niners. Can they capitalize on them, if you will? But, Vic, good stuff this morning. We appreciate your time. Good luck. Are you traveling down? Are you already down there so far or what?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in my hotel room right now, so I'm getting ready for a lovely LA day.
Let's go. Lovely LA day, and hopefully you travel safe backly to the Bay, and we appreciate it.
All right, boys. Take care.
There he goes. Vic Tafer, 49ers insider for The Athletic, getting the lay of the land down there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.